Hi there, welcome back to Tech Empowered. This is a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. We share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. Tech for Dev is a nonprofit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your humble host, Yemisi, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. So today's episode is quite different. Beyond learning, upskilling, or even starting a career, there's always room for something more. Someone who's been there, who can walk the path with you, someone who guides you. These people are called mentors. They are incredible professionals who give their time, share their knowledge, and help guide others through the messy and beautiful journey of growth. Most times on this podcast, we've heard stories from our alumni, we've heard from learners whose lives have been shaped by our programs and technology as a whole. But behind many of those stories, we have people who have believed, encouraged, and helped guide the way. And today, we are speaking with one of those amazing people, Tijesukpemi Aremu, or TJP, as she's fondly called. TJP is a certified product manager with more than 4 years of experience building innovative solutions that drive real impact. She helps organizations improve productivity and efficiency through smart product development. And she also mentors with Tech for Dev. And we are so honored to have her on the podcast today. So whether you're looking to transition, grow, or mentor others, this episode has something for everyone. So sit back, relax, let's dive right in. Hi, TJP. Thank you so much for
Hi,
joining us today.
I am a city. I'm very, very glad to be here. Thank you for having me. And that was a lovely intro you did there.
Thank you. Okay, so let's get into the conversation for today, right? So let's meet TJP. So who is TJP? What was your background like before getting into tech? And what makes you tick?
I always like to start with, TJP is a nickname that I've been called since when I was 5 years old. My actual name is TJ Sugeni, boys. Yeah. It's just easier to say TJP, which I mean it's been interesting how people have just taken that name, and it has also defined a part of my identity, right? In terms of starting tech, how I started, I feel like a part of me has always been inclined to computers. I grew up with a mom that is a professor in educational technology. So she very much at a young age exposed me to, technology. There was one time like this, my mom traveled for a while, and in this was primary school, and then I had to learn how to use her computer, send her emails and things like that so that we could interact. And I was always keen about playing games and stuff. So I mean when it was time for work, it wasn't any surprise when I said I wanted to do computer science or computer engineering. Actually, we then turned to computer science. But yeah, so in some sort of way, I've always been like a tech baby, right? But what was interesting is that I did 4 years in Covenant University in computer science, but then I found out I didn't really like the technical. So I didn't like coding, I didn't like programming, I didn't like all that. I did it, but it just didn't feel like something I would want to spend my whole career doing, right? And then within university as well, I've always also had that thing for, just organizing, management, being a leader, a natural born leader, right? To lead and manage people across different projects and things like that. So when I was leaving uni, I was, I really thought I was going to do project management. I was like, you know what? I feel like I could have a career out of project management, but within the tech space, right? So I was like frantically looking for opportunities like that. And then obviously, as someone that's just finished uni, that's probably in her early 20s, at that time, it sounded weird to say I want to be a project manager, because previously project managers were, more like, oh, people that had done years and years of experience and blah, blah, blah. But I was just sure I wanted to be different and I wanted it to be in technology. I remember people saying, ah, you won't get this one, no. Why don't you just learn HTML? Why don't you just learn Python? Why don't you just learn all the programming languages? But yeah, eventually I stumbled into like product management. I did get like right out of uni, I got like an internship in product management, and just researching into the role, I was just like, I mean, this just seems to really fit what I would want to do, because I was definitely very much interested in technology ever since I was little, like I mentioned. And then seeing how that just hit that sweet spot between me also liking that organizing management and seeing something through, understanding or interacting with users and moving, and also like problem solving as a whole, then integrating that with like technology, it just seemed like, okay, this is something that I would thrive in. And that's kind of how I entered, I would say, tech or product management as general.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that insight into, you know, how your career started. Okay, so now you've done like more than 4 years, right, as a product manager. How has that journey been so far?
Well, I think it's actually...
Was it all you hoped it would be?
I don't know that it was all I hoped it would be, to be honest. It started very exciting for me, because like at that age, I finished uni, was it like 2018? At that age, I was like, tech was, you know, fast rise. The whole wave of tech had just like really, really started in Nigeria. The rise of like the fintechs, like the startups. So it was like exciting to be part of that ecosystem. I felt like I was doing something impactful for people. And I was so excited, you know, telling people about what I do, where I work, and things like that. Over the years, as that evolved, yes, to a large extent, it has been working on quite a number of different interesting projects all through the course of my career, which is actually way more than 4 years when I think about it. It's close to 6 years now. I you know, started working in a company called Softcom, and I worked on quite a number of interesting solutions, which started my love for like internal systems and efficiency. Like I can talk for days on like just trying to improve like internal systems within an organization to achieve more efficiency. So I'm very keen on, you know, going into wherever, trying to understand what the problem is, trying to solve it, and actually seeing the impact, the efficiency gains from people just using a tool or just like improving a simple process, right? So I moved from Softcom, I went to Kuder Bank, and then I went for my master's degree in international technology management, which was amazing because it really introduced me more to then that global space of, you know, international product, which was like, you know, at that point when I started product management in Nigeria, it was very much like early days of fintechs or startups within Nigeria. And then seeing how that like that my experience then integrating it to like the international world. I currently work in ThirdBridge, which is like a global network organization, expert network organization rather. It's just seeing like how technology in so many ways over the course of my career has changed. But the core of it around like problem solving and actually impacting people still remains the same. So I would, when I think about, okay, in 10 years, do I want to be doing this? Maybe it's not going to be called product management, probably will, or maybe I'm not in like a product manager role, but what I want to be doing is solving problems. I want to be making impact in the lives of people. I want to be able to see things through, like a problem through, from, okay, this is how it's influencing you. I want to be able to change your life in that little way using technology, and then you visibly see the impact, and you know, you can actually then market it and get like more buying from other customers. So that's always been the thing that's driven me, and it's just interesting to see how that has evolved in terms of like different products I've worked on over the course of the years.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, problem solving is at the core, right? So all of these other things are just like tools and channels to actually just solve problems. So yeah, that's very interesting for you to highlight. Okay, so this is a two-part question, right? So what does mentorship mean to you personally, and what inspired you to become a mentor with Tech for Dev?
What does mentorship mean to me personally? I think what I would say is to have a mentor, or mentorship means personally to me, like a someone that is there to like guide you. And why I think is especially relevant is because there are some places that you would want to, like in your journey of, you know, your career journey, it's very possible to miss certain steps or make lots of like mistakes here and there if you technically don't have anyone that is guiding you to it, right? But having like a mentor, having someone look up to, it can create like a picture of possibilities, right, for you. So you're looking at, even if like someone that you're looking or admiring from afar, it creates that picture of possibilities for you to say, okay, you know what, this is where I'm in my career. I see what this person is doing is something I would want to get to, or something I aspire to get to. And then that just keeps like driving you, right, to your goals, to achieve like your purpose and things like that. So definitely mentorship just creates, in summary, creates that picture of possibilities for you. And then having like the right mentor in your corner can definitely transform your career. So things that you could have maybe done within 4 or 5 years, you're able to do within one because you're learning from somebody that has already made those mistakes, right, and can advise you on what path to take. And, you know, in terms of why I then decided to become a Tech for Dev mentor, I would say, first, Tech for Dev, an amazing platform. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you already know that. But yes, you definitely want to, in course of your career, be able to like give back in a little way that you can, in little things that you do. I mean, it's not even just about having all the answers, it's just being able to guide someone in any little way that you can. Like several mistakes that I made, maybe just starting out, or the way like it wasn't, like the industry is not always accepting of, say, like females, minorities, right? So being able to be that person, that guy, that person that someone can talk to is one of the reasons why I joined Tech for Dev. And so far, just the impact, or like, you know, interactions with the mentees in so many ways have transformed my life, right? Because you talk to people and they're like, oh, they've been able to do this. I was like, wow, when I was just starting out. So it's also challenging to me, and it's been quite a rewarding journey so far.
So I mean, the mentorship actually has sort of like a two-fold impact. So it impacts the mentee and also the mentor, right? So there's like that big relationship that comes from that. That's interesting. Okay, so we're changing track just a little bit. So in your opinion, right, what are the key skills or mindsets that you think African tech talents need to thrive globally?
What I think African, like the African mindset should, and when I'm trying to, the reason why I'm structuring a bit is because I'm trying to also set that foundation where we also classify things as not just like the African, you know, mentality or African talent. I feel like everyone in themselves is talented, and everyone should be able to apply themselves to be able to achieve XXX within this industry. So the first thing I'd say is definitely adaptability, right? And as especially in the African space, right, we are not as like the tech space in, say, Nigeria or Africa in general is not as advanced as, say, like the Silicon Valley's, right? But when thinking about thriving, right, that adaptability is important because you need to also be prepared for whatever is coming next, right? And the world is changing so fast. tech is changing so fast, so rapidly. Being able to be flexible enough to know that, okay, today we're into this and tomorrow we're into something else. And just that, I mean, adaptability also leads to continuous learning. You never really get to a point that you say, okay, now I've done 10 years in product management. This is it. This is me. I'm the global person. No, right? Continuous learning is so especially in like an ecosystem like technology, everything is changing now. The waves, AI, machine learning, another day, it's this, mm-hmm. it's that. Being able to adapt, that adaptability, and also having that mindset of continuous learning also like just helps mm-hmm. you through. One thing I'd also say, which is something that personal to me, is just being confident in your own like abilities and skills. It's probably like moving from like the African space, African startup, where I thought I was like thriving, and then moving to a more international audience, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, we know the similar things, but then it's like international. Are they better because they're international? No, right? So it's like, just mm-hmm. having that confidence in yourself that you're incredibly talented, right? You're here, you're showing up. That's the most important thing, right? As long as you're consistent. I'm going to tie it to the Bible when it says, like, you know, see as thou a man diligent in his way, he will stand before kings and not before men. So it's like, as long as you're consistent, you're diligent in what you do on a daily basis, and you're intentional about your growth, then have that confidence to be able to show up in spaces where you feel like, oh, you can't, or when, like, say, imposter syndrome is trying to like choke you. Just having that confidence to stand in like international spaces and being able to open up yourself in those spaces as well.
Interesting. I mean, TJP, you took us to church for a minute there. But yeah, adaptability, flexibility, continuous learning, and just having that confidence in your abilities and skills. These are really important things that, you know, everybody needs to, you know, just hold on to as they, you know, progress in their careers, not just tech, right? In whatever career you're building, pretty much. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so we're coming back to mentorship now. So how do you see your mentorship impacting your mentees? So you can highlight any mentee that stood out to you over the course of your program.
I'll say one thing first to caveat. I feel like you only get as much out of mentorship as much as you actually put into it, right? So over like the cohorts that I've worked with, like mentees on, I'd say that there are some people that have stood out as like, oh, people that I can visibly see the impact, while some others have maybe stayed a little bit in the shadows, obviously just because of like how much you can put into it. And the same thing that it goes with like for the mentor, right? How much I put into a person is how much I see the impact of it. But one thing I'll say in terms of the impact that I've seen is, you know, for the mentees, not just having someone that has all the answers, but someone that also provides some sort of presence for you. So I'll have like mentorship sessions where they just, you know, they're like, you know, I just want to rant, right? I don't want to talk about all the things that I have been in the office. And that is great because, I mean, you can't rant to your manager because you have to be, you have to be a strong person in the office. So, you know, if just having a mentor that you can rant to, and, you know, it's fine. They say, it's fine. It's okay to rant. It's okay to think that everything, like the weight of the world's on your shoulder, and navigating, especially also like a minority space as well. That's one thing that I have seen, which has seen that it's a lot helpful for people and also for me in general. Another person, like, shout out to a lot of my mentees, but one person that stands out to me is like Ruke, and it brings me back to the point of like how much you put into like your mentorship. Like she would chase me down, she would call me, she would ask me questions. Obviously point mm-hmm. that like eventually she started her own startup and then added me, invited me to also be like an advisor for the startup, right? And also she went ahead mm-hmm. to like get into like a fellowship. I helped her in so many other things as well. And which is what was great for me is like when we started talking, she was in Nigeria and then she moved to the UK, we met up and all that. So I mean, it's interesting to see how much you get out of something that you put so much effort into. And that would be like my general advice to people, you know, put into and you would get a lot more. But how this is, and back to just like summarizing that, I would say first is also the presence that you get, somebody that is there for you, that is able to like help you through certain situations, or somebody I can just run to, and also just seeing like the impact in like each of their lives and going to do other things, getting roles in product management. You know, at the beginning of the mentorship program, we write down, okay, what do you think your goals are? But your mentor is not the person that is going to achieve your goals for you, right? You have to be intentional about getting, being mm-hmm. purposeful. Goals, right? And even in, aside from the group sessions, like how do you know your mentor's number? Have you reached out on a one-on-one? I personally like, I know the program is more of like a group mentorship, but I personally like the one-to-ones, right? One-to-ones, because it just helps getting to know them on an individual basis, because sometimes as a group it's easy for someone to just fall into the shadow. Yeah, but I've seen that impact, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity for Tech for Dev. Honestly, it's helped me a lot.
Interesting. So I was going to ask you to share a fun fact about yourself and what's currently exciting you the most.
Fun fact about myself, I'm Abula lover. I love Amala so much.
Are you serious? Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nigerian to the core, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yoruba girl to the core. For your state,
Latin.
Like,
oh,
very
yeah. That's cool. Okay, yeah, so this is my final question. Would you recommend the Tech for Dev mentorship program to young tech talents, and why?
Yes. I will definitely, and I'll tie it to what I said earlier about having the reason why you probably need a mentor, compressing time, right? Instead of you spending all the time doing things on your own, having someone to guide you in the path just makes it a lot easier, right? Somebody that has gone ahead of you, definitely. And also something that is tailored towards like Africans, right? It really makes it more fine-tuned to your specific needs, right? Because it's like this world, there's this minority thing about like Africans not given the same opportunities as a lot other people in like the Western world, mm-hmm. right? So a platform like this that does create the opportunities for you, go through like an intensive course period, and then you're connected with like a mentor to help you. It just seems like, I don't know why you wouldn't be doing it, honestly. If you're in tech and you're looking to grow, and you're intentional, I think if you're intentional about your career growth as well, it's something that you definitely would want to like explore.
Amazing. Thank you so much, TJ Sopemi. This was such an interesting episode. I had such a nice time having this conversation with you. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
Of course, I'm always happy. I could have coming.
Alright, thank you. We're so glad to have you on board, really. And thank you for sharing your journey with us as well. Mentorship truly matters in tech, and having more women stepping up as mentors is so powerful. You know, there's something deeply inspiring about seeing women who have walked the path generously sharing their experiences and insights. I mean, like TJP said, it sort of like compresses time. So something that would have taken you maybe 2, 3, or maybe 5 years, and then you have a mentor who is sort of like holding your hand through the process, you discover that that takes you maybe 6 months or a year, right? So thank you so much to TJP for speaking on that and just sharing a reminder of the impact that mentorship has and sharing how at times mentorship isn't just about teaching, right? It's about working with someone. It's about giving your time, your knowledge, and your insights to help someone else navigate their own path. And I mean, I've learned a lot from this session, and I'm sure that you have also learned something too. Part of my key takeaways from this session is being adaptable and flexible as you go through your career, because nothing is certain. You know, things change. Tech is ever evolving, right? So being able to, you know, being flexible and being adaptable would actually help you, and then also continuous learning, right? And then the most important one, you get as much as you give into it, right? So to everyone listening, whether you're learning, looking out for a mentor, or already on the receiving end of one, be intentional about it, right? Take your growth seriously so that one day you can read back and you also can help someone else rise. So thank you so much for listening to Tech Empowered. This podcast has been brought to you by Tech for Dev. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it, leave a review, follow us on all our social media platforms. And if you have not subscribed to Tech Empowered, please do so. And until next time, I remain your humble host, Yemisi, and bye for now.